Harper Audio presents The Financial Lives of the Poets by Jess Walter, read by the author. Copyright 2009 by Jess Walter. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Poets have to dream, and dreaming in America is no cinch. Saul Bellow. Chapter 1. Another 7-Eleven. Here they are again. The bent boys, baked and buzzed boys, wasted red-eyed, dry-mouth high boys, coursing narrow bright aisles, hunting food as fried as they are, twitchy hands wadding bills they spill on the counter, so pleased and so proud, as if they're the very inventors of stoned. And behind the counter, the ever-patient Rajiv makes half-lidded eye contact with me as he rings up another patchouli-foul giggler, Reese's Pieces, Pick Six Lotto, Red Bull, and a Cheddar Jack Taquito. Rajiv probably thinking, these kids, eh, Matt? Or maybe not, because Rajiv doesn't know my name and I don't wear a name tag. I'm just the middle-aged guy who leaves my gunmetal sedan running when I come in after midnight, when I can't sleep. And I've forgotten to get milk at a regular store. Milk for the kids' cereal, in the morning, before school. The milk is like $9 a gallon. For years, recent immigrants like Rajiv have been political Rorschach. See turban, think terrorist, and you're a red American. Assume Indian neurosurgeon, fluent in 5 languages, stuck serving morons at midnight for minimum wage, and you're blue, like me. Of course, I have no more proof that Rajiv was a doctor in Delhi than some Texas trucker does that he's a bomber. Rajiv may have jockeyed a 7-Eleven in India, too, for all we know. So impeccable is he with change. Effortlessly plastic bagging hostess snowballs and Little Debbie's power bars and Mountain Dews. No.